Edward Rushton was the radical, campaigning, blind poet of Liverpool. His life spanned the 18th and 19th centuries at the time of the slave trade, of revolution, and of social upheaval. Forgotten Hero, written by Bill Hunter and narrated by George Sefton, is his story.
For the revolution, but against Napoleon. Napoleon finally ended the democracy of the revolution, but the privileges of the aristocracy and the feudal relations were gone, never to return. The peasants had seized the land and ended the old feudal institutions. Napoleon and the revolutionary army carried on the destruction of feudal relations over a great deal of Europe. Even though the Bourbon kings were put on the throne by the great powers after the defeat of Napoleon, they could not replace the old Europe. Rushton condemned Napoleon's coup, but continued to hail the glories of the French Revolution. He wrote his poem to France after Napoleon seized power. He praised the French, who cleansed with noble rage the Augean filth of many an age. The first verses of this long poem, however, are asking,
"Canst thou, O France, from heights like these descend, and with each nerve embraced, to proud Napoleon bend? Was it for this thy warriors rose, and paralyzed vast hordes of foes? For this, all prodigal of life, they rushed amid the bellowing strife?"
He expresses his belief that France, having fought gloriously for freedom, will not accept the suppression of liberty, either their own or others, unlike the British in India.
"No, fearless France shall ne'er be found, like the huge brute on India's ground, that through the ranks impetuous sweeps, and loads the field with mangled heaps, and yet, each scene of carnage o'er, obeys the goad he felt before. No, fearless France shall still maintain those rights that millions die to gain, and soon, though laurel wreaths her chains adorn, shall show a grovelling world that chains are still her scorn. He who o'erwhelms his country's foe, yet lays his country's freedom low, must fear, though girt with guards and state, from each bold arm the stroke of fate. And then, usurping warrior, thou, to whom the weak and timid bow, thou splendid curse, whose actions prove that states may be undone by love, thou foe to man, upheld by martial breath, thy march is on a mine, thy every dream is death. And when this meteor's baleful rays are lost in freedom's ardent blaze, yes, when indignant France shall rise, her form all nerve, all fire her eyes, and scorning e'en the bayonet's sway, shall brush the audacious wretch away. Then, degraded man, no more shall man his fellow man adore. Then o'er his powers shall principle preside, and the bright star of truth shall prove his polar guide."
His fire and his feelings carry his poetry forward. The ideas were those of hundreds of thousands of radicals of the time, who believed in the urge of humanity towards truth and solidarity, and the essential goodness of human nature, which must conquer. It was the struggle for rights and equality preached by Thomas Paine, Robert Burns, Spence, and the many thousands of radicals in the corresponding societies. His fire of English liberty ends,
"Whatever the tongue, whatever the hue, whatever the bliss they may pursue, or clime which gave them birth. O liberty, mayst thou be given as bounteous as the light of heaven to all the sons of earth."